Praise and thanks be to the Lord, that we believe with all our heart that redemption has been accomplished for us once and for all. We have now the days when people celebrate the birth of Jesus with lots of alcohol and everything else. But we can look up in faith to the One who has brought us everything, and we don't need to get drunk on earthly things, but on spiritual things. And so we are grateful to God that we know by the grace of God that it is not even this day when Christ came into the world, but we have been told by the grace of God through His servant and prophet that it was in April. Well, be that as it may, we serve God every day. For us, every day is welcome, and we are grateful to God for every day and for every opportunity where we can be together to honor our God, not only at Christmas, but also at Easter, the resurrection. That gives us joy. Before we pray, I would like to read a few verses from John 1, starting at the beginning. Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We can only say Amen to that. And so it is to this day. The bright light has shone, but people have not accepted it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Amen. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Up to here, this precious and holy Word of God. Let us stand and ask God for His blessing for the rest of the meeting. Faithful God, we thank You from the depths of our hearts that we may stand here again this evening together as Your people, not just as a bunch of people, but people who have had an experience with You, who have the certainty in their hearts that You have redeemed them, that You have set them free, that You have accomplished everything for them. Lord, we worship You and ask You tonight, give us grace, Lord. You have come in this world. You brought the light, but darkness, the people, did not comprehend it. To this day, people do not want the true light. They want something self-made. Lord, we thank You that we may have Your light to enlighten us, for You Yourself are the light. Praise, honor, and glory and worship be to Your glorious name. We ask You to continue to bless us. Bless all our brothers and sisters, even those who are not here, Lord, who are perhaps at home, who are united with us with their thoughts. Give grace, O God. Give grace beyond the borders, Lord. Faithful God, from Your fullness we have received grace for grace, Lord. We can say that indeed, O Lord. Praise and thanks be to Your marvelous and glorious name of Jesus. Continue to speak to us. Continue to bless us, Lord. For this we give You honor and praise and worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. We are so grateful for all that God has done. I also have very warm greetings from all the dear ones from the Salzburg region, from Vienna, from Graz, from Carinthia. We had wonderful fellowship, marvelous gatherings. God has blessed. A number of new people came, especially in Vienna, and we were delighted. There is nothing greater, nothing more beautiful than people finding their way to the Lord, experiencing God's salvation and thanking the Lord for it. At the weekend, as you know, I was in Palermo, and there were a lot of people there, maybe 800, maybe more. In any case, God blessed us there too. Our beloved brother is, of course, still a bit on reserve. He hasn't quite understood this and that doctrinally. But God has given grace. You know, He appreciates me, He loves me, and He knows that I wouldn't preach anything unless it's God's word. And with His mentality and with all His strength, He said in conclusion, we have heard the word of God in truthfulness. That's all we want. That's all we need for people to testify to having heard God's word in truthfulness. In Salzburg, I had the opportunity to speak with Islamic students for the first time. One conversation lasted until after 2 o'clock in the morning, and the second one ended not much earlier. They were particular Gaddafi supporters, and we had a very tough discussion. but it was good for me to hear the thoughts of these people. And one of them came out and said, what about Israel? And what about this Jew, Jesus? And I said, what did you say? With this Jew, Jesus? I say, I don't know him. He doesn't even exist. And the spokesman looks at me and says, I mean, that Jesus there, that Jew there. I say, if you mean the Jesus I'm preaching, then you don't have to mean a Jew. Then you have to mean God. And then it rattled in the box. Then, of course, we got down to business. But don't ask for sunshine. With young people, you can still get away with that. That you draw cards that you would otherwise not draw. But it was still very good. And I hope that these people will think about it. It really is a great need. People don't know. They have been misled since birth. And unless God gives them grace, they will be misled until they die and have never heard the truth. And I realized anew that somehow God may give grace once more that all peoples, including the 40 countries that have Islamic governments, could be given God's offer of grace. It is really on my heart. If I could still experience this, it would be a great gift to me. We have a marvelous message without fanaticism. We are not ashamed of the Word of God. Of course, we have to admit that God has chosen a path that is despised from the outset. When we come with our Savior, who was crucified in such weakness, he had to carry his own cross and was nailed to it and mocked compared to other founders of religion. Our Lord comes off worst. They were all honored. They were all celebrated. And I'm thinking in particular of Buddha's death. All the Chinese, the Japanese, more than a billion people believe and follow him. And when he saw the last hours approaching, he was surrounded by a huge crowd, and his disciples stood around him. For days, they threw flowers at him, throwing flowers at him in gratitude that he had brought them a special teaching. And when he died, they threw flowers on him for 7 more days. He died with high honors. Our Lord died in dishonor, abandoned by his own disciples, hanging alone on Calvary. No shower of flowers, no recognition, nothing at all. Between heaven and earth, hanging on the cross, he bled to death. Man thinking with his mind, he cannot grasp it. And that is why Paul writes, to some, the word of the cross is foolishness. To others, the power of God. People cannot comprehend that God chose such a way that our Lord had to be mocked by wearing a crown of thorns. When he pronounced the curse, he said, "Cursed be the field from which you were taken. It will bear thorns and thistles." This curse he pronounced was then placed on his own head. And so he hung there on the cross. How grateful we can be that we can believe that we have seen and experienced the light of God in the midst of darkness. We have not only seen it, we have experienced it. We saw His glory as we all read along. We beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Both grace and truth were manifested in Him. The law and condemnation came through Moses. Grace and truth through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And complete justification. I had to think about that when we sang the song. It was song 299. O Lamb of God, Thou hast gloriously triumphed on Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah. You purchased salvation for the whole world and paid the ransom in full. You cried with a loud voice through the valley of death. It is finished. It is finished. What a word, what a song. What thoughts are expressed here. O Lamb of God, You have gloriously triumphed on Calvary. In human terms, there was no sign of victory. On the contrary, humiliation, giving up one's own life, crucifixion, with everything that went with it. But it was precisely there that God revealed His victory over hell, over death, over the devil. It was precisely there where people could no longer understand, could no longer follow, where it became incomprehensible to them. Precisely there, God revealed Himself in simplicity. The masses were able to follow when bread was multiplied and distributed. They followed when the blind saw and the lame walked. They followed when they sang and shouted, "Hosanna to Him who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David." But then, when it came to the point, there were fewer and fewer. And even Peter, who was certainly close to the Lord, he said, "Lord, even if they all forsake You, I will not deny You. I am not going to do it. And when the time came, even the last man threw down his rifle and said, I do not know this man. Put yourselves in his shoes, loved him dearly, and then denied him at that moment and said, I don't know this man. And yet he knew him so well. When he met him for the first time, he didn't even have to say his name. Usually, when people greet each other, everyone says their name, and then you know who you are dealing with. Peter didn't need to say his name. The Lord told him his name. You are Simon, the son of Jonah. Oh, that may have gone through his marrow and bone. And in that very hour, in the hour of trial, he says, I do not know this man. What might have been going through his mind? But it all happened for a purpose. A Peter could not later boast, I did well, I persevered, I stood by my Lord. There was nothing to boast about, and there will be nothing to boast about. If anyone wants to glory, let him glory in the Lord. We do not glory in our faithfulness. We glory in the faithfulness of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. We glory in everything that has been given to us by God through grace. Here it says, O word of life, here my faith can rest. How marvelous! O word of life, here my faith can rest. There it is anchored, there it can rest, immovable, rock solid. O word of life, here my faith can rest. On this rock I can now establish myself. Eternally perfect is our God's salvation. Accept it, O sinner, and it will be all yours. You can do nothing more. He has done it. It is finished. It is finished. Oh, these people, they could sing about what they had experienced with God. We have hundreds, if not several thousand songs that we all know. In this songbook alone are more than 700 songs. There were people who wanted to express what the Lord and the finished work of redemption meant to them. And for the most part, they sang from their hearts because they had the same experiences with God. And we too can say, O word of life, here my faith can rest. May we all claim it for ourselves today and rest in faith in the finished work of God. Nothing more can you do. He has done it. It is finished. It is finished. In the third stanza it says, O word of victory, when Satan approaches me, I look to the hero who crushed him. In Genesis 3:15, the Lord said, of the seed of the woman, which is Christ, that he would come and crush the head of the serpent. It happened. And therefore, the word of the cross is a word of victory, a word of God, a word of triumph over all the power of Satan. O word of victory, when Satan approaches me, and that can happen again and again, a few times every day, but here it is, I look to the hero who crushed him. In Jesus' wounds, I am redeemed and free. His loud cry of death is now my cry of victory. There are no words to express this any better than what has been done here in a nutshell. No more shall the enemy's power bind me. It is finished. It is finished. He has led captivity captive. He has given gifts to men. He has set at liberty them that were bound. He has saved those who were lost. Everything has happened. It will not be finished first. It is finished. And then comes the thanksgiving. Jesus, my Savior, to you I give praise and thanks. O overcomer, hear my song of praise. I veil myself deep in your grace, in your precious blood. I am righteous and pure. Glory be to the Lamb who cried when it was slain. It is finished. It is finished. This is one of the most powerful songs we can sing from this hymn book. We await God's blessing for the coming days. On Saturday, we begin with God's help. If the Lord so leads, we will deal in particular with the seven seals. We will immerse ourselves in them and ask God together to guide us through His Spirit, that His will be done, that we will be more firmly established in His Word, that we will actually have certainty about everything that pertains to God and the Kingdom of God. And we leave the meetings strengthened when the word was read from the Gospel of John. You could delve into every single verse and look for the parallel scriptures. But it says here in verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. How wonderful that we can believe, that we have not received a doctrine, not received a religion, that we have received him, our Savior. And because this is the case, we have been given the right to become children of God. And that is why we also believe in His name. It says here, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew him not. This agrees with Colossians 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. We believe it. I would like to read from Romans 1, the two verses, Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The gospel is the power of God, in which salvation, redemption, and everything we need can be found. And that is why Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel or the message of salvation, for it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. But faith must be there, and faith must come by hearing, not by reasoning back and forth, weighing from right to left, but the faith that should and must be brought about in us, in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, through the preaching and through the Holy Spirit. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. May we believe today and accept salvation for ourselves and everything that God has prepared for us in Christ. Verse 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The law came through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ our Lord. We preach the word of the cross, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and together we want to hear this gospel, not only as good news, but as we hear this gospel of Jesus Christ, we want to experience it as the power of God in a very personal way, as the word works in us, what it says, what it contains, what it has promised, what it bears witness to. If this can happen, we will all be happy. And it can happen because it is a finished work of redemption. We are not false witnesses testifying to something that is not true or that did not take place. Jesus, our Lord, said to those he sent, "Ye are my witnesses." They were true witnesses, and we today, after almost 2,000 years, have the same testimony and bear it with joy and faith. May this be our prayer together, a fervent prayer, a prayer to our God, that He may bless the days ahead of us as never before. God can do it. God can do it if we are inwardly ready to receive it and place ourselves at the Lord's disposal. He is able to do more than we are able to ask and plead. But today we want to pray for it. This can be done in short prayers, unless Brother Rus has another word for us. And then we want to pray that God will take the days ahead of us under His care, under the guidance of His Spirit, and not only here in the front, but also all those who will come, that we would be focused on one thing only, and that must be the cause of God. And we are grateful that God will give us grace. Glory be to His name. Amen. I believe we have taken to heart the words that have been said to us, and we do indeed want to worship and offer praise to our God. I have nothing to say, but perhaps I would just like to continue reading the two verses from Romans. Brother Frank has read 16 and 17. Perhaps I would like to read 18 and 19. And here it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." We have already heard it. Brother Frank already said, our Lord has been oppressed in all things. He has been mocked. He has been scorned. His word has been rejected. And this, beloved, has continued until our day. On the one hand, they want to honor Him, but on the other hand, they spurn Him and reject His word. But we know that His word will remain valid, and His word will accomplish what it was sent to do. Firstly, to save those who believe with all their heart. But secondly, the wrath of God will be revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. That is quite certain, beloved. The Bible does not speak empty words. We can believe with all our heart that the hour will come when God will settle accounts with His enemies, with His adversaries. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. That is 100% true. And I believe that there will be no one who can have an excuse. For God makes His power and His glory known to all peoples, tongues, and nations. And for this we give glory to our God. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. And we can say that we are grateful to God that He has opened our eyes and that we are allowed to see by grace what God's plan is. And for this, we want to worship Him now. As our brother already said, we want to ask God to grant us grace for the hours that lie ahead, but not just for these hours, but for all time. Because we don't just need 3 or 4 hours here together, but may He be with us until the end, beloved. We need that. We need His presence. We need His Spirit. We need His power. But I would like to encourage us all. He has promised to be with us every day. For how long? Until the end. Can we rely on that? We can only say Amen. He is true, even if every man is a liar. But God is true, and God stands by His word. Praise and thanks be to His wonderful name. Now let us worship our Lord, as Brother Frank said, and offer Him honor and praise, and also ask Him to help us through these days.